meteorology forecast. For today, increasing clouds, chance of sprinkles in the upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid 50s, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As we head into the weekend, beautiful weather. Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s, and Sunday, sunny, temps mid 60s. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News, good Thursday. A McPherson woman is charged with first-degree murder and related charges in the death of a 63-year-old man. Attorney General Derek Schmidt said 33-year-old Tina Nicole Brown was charged yesterday. Kelly Peterson was found deceased Monday in his mobile home in McPherson. Brown was also charged with felony mistreatment of an elder and misdemeanor battery of a law enforcement officer. Her bond set at $500,000. The Attorney General's office is prosecuting. The Kansas Senate has approved a bill that would allow on-the-farm sales of raw milk so long as farmers have a label on their container stating that the product is unpasteurized. The vote was 37-3 yesterday, and that sent the measure to the House. Kansas has allowed the sale of raw milk for decades, but a 1967 law prohibited farmers from advertising its sale outside of their farms. A dairy farm successfully challenged the ban in court. The State Department of Ag instead favored a labeling requirement. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam's back here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Law enforcement authorities investigating a Kansas man in connection with a missing teen. On Monday, Shawnee County Dispatch received a call from a parent reporting their 15-year-old daughter had run away. She left for school on Monday morning and then never returned home. The Hutchinson Post reports through the investigation the runaway was safely located without injury in Shawnee County, and deputies arrested 38-year-old Justin Hainline of Eudora on requested felony charges of contributing to a child's misconduct or deprivation and interference with parental custody. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office released no additional information. An El Dorado Correctional Facility offender, 60-year-old Timothy R. Moses, died unexpectedly just before 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, the same day he was admitted to the prison, according to the KDOC. Moses was found guilty of one count of second-degree murder in Labette County and was sentenced to serve 300 months in prison, according to a media release from the KDOC. An autopsy is planned to determine the cause of death. Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. State officials have issued a warning for people in Nebraska who recently traveled to one of the 10 countries that have experienced an outbreak of the coronavirus and are asking them to self-report to state or local public health officials. Officials with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday they were tracking the virus that originated in China. They're also seeking people who have traveled within the last 14 days to Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Iran, Italy, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, or Vietnam. Vietnam. Officials have said they haven't identified any cases in Nebraska residents, although the state is providing quarantine locations for people who were exposed elsewhere in the world. In a related story, officials say the condition of two of the people who tested positive for the virus in Omaha after being evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan have improved significantly. They've been transferred to a unit where 13 other people are being treated. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Rapids City Council Thursday voted to proceed with issuance of a $775,000 general obligation bond for remodeling the city pool and bathhouse. The ordinance for the bond passed last April and resulted in awarding of a community development block grant matching the city portion. To pay for the remodeled pool, council passed a proposal to increase the general purpose sales tax by 0.5% for 20 years. This will go to voters August 4th. Failure of the sales tax will result in an increase in property taxes to citizens to pay for the pool project. After many town halls, special meetings, and council meetings, Blue Rapids community is at the point of taking bids and hiring a contractor before the end of June and planning to break ground by August. Again, approving a 0.5% general purpose sales tax for 20 years that will go to voters August 4th. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved going out for bids for street replacement of Broadway from 14th to 15th and 14th and 15th streets from Broadway to Center with a combination of concrete and brick surfaces to include adjacent curb and gutter work and ADA access. An approval was given for $80,000 from the Water Revenue Fund for 339 water meters for the second of a 5-year conversion plan. $38,000 was approved for sewer pump repairs, and $15,000 earmarked for a dozen AED units to be distributed at various city properties. Convention and Tourism requested and received approval for the annual Mother's Day Market and Barbecue in the City Park May 9th and 10th, and the Big Blue River Days and Auto Fest downtown will be June 4th through the 6th. Entertainment's being added to the Mother's Day Market this year with 5 bands performing alternately during the event. The combined Chamber of Commerce and Main Street organizations in Marysville are merging, and following member approval earlier this year, are creating a board and directors. Aaron Wright and Tyson Anderson will serve as co-presidents for the Marysville Chamber and Main Street, with Adam Turner vice president and Sue Edelmachy secretary. Board members are Patty Holly, Ashley Crock, Megan Urban, Jada Ackerman, Kyle Gorky, Sarah Kessinger, and Lori Snellings. The office will remain at the Chamber Visitors Center at 10th and Broadway. Grant applications are being accepted for advertising for local events in Washington County in 2020 through the Washington County Transient Guest Tax Board. Designed to promote events, nonprofit organizations may contact Gloria Moore, County Tourism Director, for additional details. Ruby Mary Jones, age 92 of Wymore, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Bethel Cemetery south of Wymore. Visitation on Thursday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 with a rosary at 6 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Ruby Jones. Tony Schmaley, age 52 of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. A celebration of life service is planned Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Tony Schmaley. Lorraine E. Berger, age 88 of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral services pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Lorreen Berger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti with meat sauce, breadstick, green beans, and pumpkin bars. Tomorrow, a fish sandwich, potato wedges, mixed veggies, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
The Beach Boys 2020. Saturday, August 1st, 6 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Enjoy over 5 decades of timeless hits and more. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. Don't miss The Beach Boys 2020, presented by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast. Looking at the surface map, we have this stationary boundary that's going to be hanging around across the central upper parts of the Midwest over the next few days, associated with a low pressure system that is way up in Canada. This is going to bring some areas a little bit of some cloud cover, maybe some isolated rain showers as we head into this afternoon. But otherwise, as we head into tomorrow, into the weekend, we're going to see beautiful weather, mostly sunny skies, upper level ridge moves in place, bringing us some warmer temperatures, 50s, even into the 60s for the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, increasing clouds, isolated chances of sprinkles in the upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid-50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As we get into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 60s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lower 40s. And Sunday, mostly sunny in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 42. Record high on this date, 62 in 1992. The average low was 19. The record low, 1 below 0, set in 2015. Sunset this evening at 6:16. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03. 25 degrees, mostly clear skies this morning with a light south wind in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 27th of February. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
An improbable college comeback and target practice on the Astros. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Number 9 Maryland trailed unranked Minnesota by double digits for most of the game, but refused to concede. Aaron Wiggins and Jalen Smith had 16 points apiece, and Daryl Morsell's late three won it.
Here's a three from Lopez, and the hit is by Daryl Morsell. And the Terps have got a lead with 1.9 seconds to play.
On the Terrapins Sports Network, 74-73 the final. A Salt Lake City showdown between Utah's Donovan Mitchell and Boston's Jason Tatum. Mitchell led all scores with 37, but Tatum's 33 and 11 rebounds helped Boston pull away.
Tatum steps to the left, three in the air. Got it!
Ooh. Good night, everybody. Drive safely.
On WBZ, Celts win 114-103. More NBA, the tandem of Kristaps Porzingis and Luka Doncic proved too much for the Spurs. Combining for 54 points, Doncic had the 21st triple-double of his career, tying Jason Kidd for the most in franchise history.
10 to shoot, backs up for three, kill shot for Luka Doncic!
On KESN, Mavs won 109-103 for their first victory in San Antonio since 2017. Meanwhile, in Houston, another Texas tandem was terrorizing the Grizzlies. James Harden drilled 7 threes for 30 points, and Russell Westbrook dropped 30 in a near triple-double.
Dances, pulls, shoots, scores another three.
On KBME, Rockets in a rout, 141-12. It's the Grizzlies' first time losing consecutive games by 25 or more points since 2001. Tough spring training for Houston. Third baseman Alex Bregman became the seventh Astro in 5 games to be plunked by a pitch. As you know, Houston was involved in an electronic sign-stealing scandal in 2017 and 18. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
1A regional basketball play continues with semifinals tonight. Frankfort, Washington County, and Hanover girls tip at 6. Frankfort girls host Blue Valley at 7:30. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5. With continuing coverage of Friday's semifinals and Saturday's championship games. Lynn boys face St. John's Tipton at Lincoln Thursday at 7:30. Centralia boys meet Burlingame Thursday at 6 at Valley Falls. Diller Odell boys meet Falls City Sacred Heart Thursday at 7 at Pawnee City. Southern boys face Elmwood Murdoch Thursday at 7 at Johnson Brock.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, we'll recap on how yesterday finished up as corn reverses their good morning to finish a bit lower on the day. Beans were higher yesterday. The wheat market was mixed in a triple-digit loss for cotton. Live cattle futures were again lower yesterday. February futures, which expire on Friday, have finished down most of the week. Feeder cattle futures traded higher by triple digits. The CME feeder cattle index was down another 11 cents to 139.61. Wholesale box beef prices were lower in the afternoon update. Choice boxes were down $1.13 to $206.34 per hundredweight. Select boxes were $1.30 lower at $198.60, and the hog market closes with slight gains. Looking at this morning's numbers, we again are seeing mostly lower numbers for the overnight round of trading. Before the opening bell gets run, corn right now is down 2.25 at 368.25. That's for March. May down the 2.5 at 372 a bushel. Kansas City wheat down 3.5 at 448.75. May down 3.25 at 456. Soybeans also starting low. March down 4.5 at 876.5. May down the same at 887.5. The meal drops 160 at 289.70, though soy oil jumps 9 points in the green at 29.16. Cotton complex still red this morning as well. March sitting at 65.55. Energy complex seeing a triple-digit loss for crude oil. April's down $1.35 a barrel at 47.38. Unleaded gas is down 6 cents a gallon at 139. Heating oil drops 4 at 145, and April natural gas is down 6 at 177. Now, in contrast, gold and silver starting this morning in the green after the last couple of days' pretty sharp losses. March silver up 15 cents at 1798. April gold's up $10.80 an ounce at 1653.80. Dollar index this morning starting a bit lower. March dollar down 28 points at 98.66. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump turning up the heat on Brussels when it comes to trade discussions. He set on taking down some trade barriers to so-called chlorine chicken, GMO crops, and other U.S. products that don't fit into EU strict food safety standards. The two sides are still stuck on agriculture, which isn't helping the talks that have struggled to get off the ground for 2 years. Each side has been taking up the potential of a deal ahead of the coming weeks. EU Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan has said he's aiming for a mini-agreement as soon as March the 18th. Well, U.S. officials have long been unhappy with the EU policy that tightened controls of agricultural tools like pesticides. Hogan says U.S. rules currently block sales of European apples and pears, so there is an opening for regulatory trade-offs on both sides of the Atlantic. Politico is saying the U.S., an agriculture powerhouse, has seen its share of the EU market shrink steadily for decades. The trade deficit with Europe topped $2 billion in 1989, evolved into a $15 billion deficit by 2019. And commodity experts say announcements on the spread of the coronavirus and falling stock market making them nervous about the future. The director of dairy market intelligence for High Ground Dairy says fear gripping the entire supply chain Now, while dairy prices have risen recently after multiple bad years, the coronavirus could pull dairy prices lower. Stephen Nicholson, senior analyst for Rabo AgriFinance, says they have to be ready for more volatility as trade is disrupted. He said they're going to see economic activity contract, and there may be a little more downside than what previously was thought. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Questions about hemp? I've got somebody with answers after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206. 1864. Check out flora.com.
Jeffrey Yaros is the CEO of Flura. That's spelled F-L-U-R-A. And if you have questions about hemp, he probably has the answers.
Flura is primarily a seed and genetic company. We have participated in all aspects of the industry from seed to sale. So we're just not producing seeds in a lab and handing it over to farmers. We have taken seeds, put them in the ground, and gone through the harvest process through the sales process. So if you're thinking about getting into hemp and you're unsure of how to do it, it's good to consider us because we've gone through a lot of the ups and downs, and we've stumbled, and we kind of know what you're going to be going through. Because, you know, many people can take seeds and put them in the ground and hope for the best, but there's a pretty extensive process to take this from seed to sale.
Okay, so let's begin there. A producer buys seed from you and grows it, and then what? How do they market it?
A couple things to keep in mind. Hemp is extremely profitable because it's a new industry. It's a new old industry, we'll call it. Primarily, most of the people that are growing it right now are growing it for the nutraceutical market, CBD, which everyone sees everywhere. The downside of the market right now is there is limited infrastructure. And that's frankly because the farm bill didn't go through until December 2018. So we're only about 14 months into this. People are ramping up. But it's like anything, it's a legitimate concern of having a plan with the crop if you grow it. Because after you do grow it, you do need to know how you're going to harvest it, how you're going to dry it, and then ultimately who you're going to sell it to or process it. We as a company have chosen to help our farmers find places to take it, but that whole vertical is still being built out as we speak because it's new. But that's one of the reasons it's so profitable, because it's new. And it's, you know, that's why, you know, there is a little more risk involved, but there's also a high return. So you have to weigh that.
The name of the company is Flura, F-L-U-R-A. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
24 degrees in Marysville this morning, a light south-southeast wind. We'll look for highs around 50 today with a gradual warm-up into the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Kansas lawmakers who want to legalize betting on sports events and allow online sales of lottery tickets are struggling to agree on the details. They're also facing criticism that they're too generous to companies already managing casinos for the state. The state Senate gave first-round approval yesterday to a sports betting bill less than a month after the Kansas City Chiefs' victory in professional football's Super Bowl highlighted how many Kansas fans placed wagers on the team out of state and illegally. Senators were hopeful the measure would gain passage and move on to the House. College hoops action of Kansas interest on tap for tonight. It's the Wichita State Shockers and Temple Owls. They'll tip off at 6 p.m. Then Saturday, it's a Sunflower Showdown tipping off at 12:30 in the afternoon with the K-State Wildcats and the KU Jayhawks squaring off. They'll play that one out in the Little Apple. Mid-America Network Sports.
1A regional basketball continues with semifinals Thursday and Friday. At Frankfort Thursday, Washington County and Hanover girls tip at 6. Frankfort girls host Blue Valley at 7:30. On Friday, Hanover and Washington County boys tip at 6. And Frankfort boys host Axtell at 7:30. Thursday and Friday semifinals, as well as Saturday championships from Frankfort, broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5. Lynn boys face St. John's Tipton at Lincoln Thursday at 7:30. And the Lynn girls see Clifton Clyde Friday at 6. Centralia boys meet Burlingame Thursday at 6 at Valley Falls. And Centralia girls play Donovan West Friday at 7:30. Nebraska sub-district games continue. Diller Odell boys meet Falls City Sacred Heart Thursday at 7 at Pawnee City. And the Southern boys face Elmwood Murdoch Thursday at 7 at Johnson Brock. Diller Odell girls play Maywood Hayes Center Friday at 6:30. At Hastings Adams Central. 2A substate pairings released for next week's action. Valley Heights girls are number one seed and host McClouth Monday at 7. Valley Heights boys are second seed and host Horton Tuesday at 7. Both Valley Heights games live on KNDY FM 95.5. 3A substate pairings released for next week's action. Marysville boys are top seed and host KC Bishop Ward Monday at 6. Marysville girls drew 7th seed and tip-off Tuesday at Sabetha at 7. Marysville games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers advance to state Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Salina. Bulldog wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson.
Isaac Novotny qualified at 126 pounds. Joey Bakken qualified at 138. 145 was Johnny Cromie, and he was also named Outstanding Wrestler of the Regional. Keegan Cadillo qualified at 152. Noah Ackerman qualified at 170. Storm Slupionic at 182. Garen Shampoo at 195. And Jack Law at 220. Also this year is the first ever Acacia State Girls Wrestling Championship, and Elise Rose qualified by winning her regional. So we're really looking for her to do well.
Bulldog head coach Cole Fredrickson will be our guest on the Coach's Corner, airing at about 5:30 Friday on KNDY. Marysville goes into the state tournament defending state wrestling title.
So we haven't talked a lot about defending a state title. We look at it more as we're trying to win state title. Last year was last year, and it's a different team this year, but I think we can do it.
KNDY with the semifinals Thursday and Friday at Frankfort. Championship Saturday live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
Halos around the sun or moon aren't really as foreboding as they seem, and not all that uncommon either. More about those heavenly circles today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 27th, the 58th day of the year. Singer Josh Groban has a birthday, and novelist John Steinbeck was born on this day in 1902. Almanac readers are well aware of the lore surrounding halos around the sun or moon. Old-time weather wisdom says they predict rain or snow soon. It's true because halos only form when there are high-altitude cirrus clouds, which often precede the approach of mid- and low-level clouds and precipitation. Did you know that those rings always appear the same distance from the sun or moon? Here's where to find them. Extend your arm with your hand spread open. Place your thumb over the solar or lunar disk. If there is a halo, it'll be somewhere near your pinky. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and find your local forecast, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Your favorite, but pretty soon you'll be changing the station, and all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. You catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but whoa. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make